And we're limericks.
Now, great. Now you have to explain that reference for all the youngins up.
Yeah, we've done
it before. We are way behind the curve here.
Are we?
No. Well, we should all be doing like a YouTube. What are they called? I don't know. It's not a podcast if it's on YouTube, but.
Zoom. We should be doing Zoom meetings.
I heard YouTube was like passé.
What?
Yeah.
What is the new thing now? It's all the Snapchats now.
TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Don't we have to dance? I don't dance.
Yes.
You have to absolutely pump me full of liquor to get me to dance. I mean a lot of liquor.
Okay.
I mean a lot. I mean like back up a truck.
That might be worth it.
I will chip in $10.
Last time I was dancing, I believe I was drinking Tequila Sunrises all night.
We might sell some tickets to see that.
I'll chip in $10 for 2 bottles of port. How's that?
Well, you only need the good stuff for the first bottle. After that, it's the cheap
exactly. Then it can come in a plastic jug,
right?
You start off with the, you know, custom decanters and you wind up with a plastic jug. That's how things go.
Unless it's vodka, then you start with the plastic jug right off.
I keep hearing that rumor that like really good vodka should taste like water, and I keep buying really good vodka and I'm like, no, it still tastes like drain cleaner.
I think somebody's supposed to mix
something with it.
I think
you know.
That's a lie. Yes. I don't think
that it's supposed to taste like water.
Because vodka is basically flavorless ethanol, and that's never going to taste like water.
No.
Maybe if you're used to drinking shitty water,
maybe. I don't know. That I keep my vodka in the freezer, so
it's like syrup.
You don't actually taste it.
Right next to the Jägermeister, right, Alan?
Oh God! Never again.
Has anybody done Jäger since the 20th century?
Nope.
I think that died out with the new millennium.
Oh, with
the new millennial, yes.
Jägermeister's evil.
Yeah.
I think the last time, I think it was my 25th birthday.
Wow.
And I had just been recently married, and poor Mike.
10 years ago.
Yes, 10 years ago. Oh, God, Jay. Oh, God. I'm old now. I just realized, no, it's not 10 years ago. It's 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Anyway.
That's been like 60 for Alan.
Yeah, I know. Poor Alan. Anyway.
You damn kids.
Get off my lawn.
We went out to some sort of place for my birthday, and I ended up drunk in a nightclub, and poor Mike, you know, he's trying to like rescue me from the dance floor, and there was Jägermeister involved, and it was terrible.
Would pay a small fortune.
It was horrible.
To see
the video
of that event.
Boy.
Yes. Yes.
Well, luckily for me.
Did it involve you offering to fight everyone there? That's my question.
No. Wait. No, I don't think so.
Just some of the people there.
I had to think about that one. But I did the next morning call Mike Mr. Jägermeister Poo Poo Head because my hangover was so bad. Never again.
Worse than the apple pie?
Oh, yeah. Worse than the apple pie. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
And that wasn't even tequila.
No. I don't know. There may have been tequila. I have no idea. I was doing this shot where they put the balloon over the glass
what the
and
hell?
They shake it up Do you know what I'm talking about, Jay? Have you ever seen this?
Never seen this.
I have not seen one with a balloon.
Okay. So they put some sort of, I guess, like fizzy something. God, I can't believe I'm talking about this on the air. Whatever. Okay. We're all friends here, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it was like my birthday and we all went out to like this, like a crab shack kind of place. And they had like the funny drinks and somebody bought me this shot and I can't remember what it was called, but, they put like a fizzy carbonated drink in a cup and then they put a balloon over the cup. And then they, and then they shake up the cup and the carbonation, of course, inflates the balloon, but there's whipped cream on the balloon and you have to suck the whipped cream off the balloon. And then I don't know.
There's too many steps. There's too many steps here.
What video of this?
Luckily for me, social media was not a thing in 20 years ago.
Nobody had a damn smartphone when they needed it.
Nope. Thank you, God. Yeah.
And nobody had a 75-pound video camera.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Okay. Oh, my shoulder. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's enough stories about Brita's misspent youth.
Speaking of misspent youth.
That was great.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's nothing about the youth running wild or anything in the news, right? I'm trying to segue here.
That was kind of a, you know.
That was weak.
Clunky, yeah.
Clunky segue, but here we are anyway.
Let's get it out in the
open. Well, you know, segues are kind of clunky, so I guess it, you know.
Oh, Alan.
Didn't it kill the inventor, too?
No. Should have.
Was that just an urban legend that he fell off a cliff?
No, but my Roomba keeps telling me it's on a cliff when it's like stuck or something.
In German.
Yeah, in German. Yeah. So Nobody else. You know what's weird to me is, I mean, there's so much wrong with this whole thing. So they're apparently burning down the city in
Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Why don't you give the backstory?
I don't care about that.
Oh, but you know, people in the future listening to our show will not know what we're talking about.
Nobody knows what we're talking about anyway.
2026, they'll have no idea.
Okay.
2026.
So
moving on. Okay.
Yeah. Some cops stood on some guy's neck until he died.
Yes.
And it turns out they may know each other, so it gets really weird.
Yeah.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah.
There's just layers and layers.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. And you know how this thing goes, because, you know, qualified immunity. Unless there's been a court case in that jurisdiction that applies to that jurisdiction that says it's wrong to put your knee on a guy's neck until he dies,
right,
the cops are going to get off. Because qualified immunity.
Yep. And unions.
And they'll sue and get their back pay and get their job back.
Right.
Because that's how it works. But anyway. But
see, the problem is, yeah.
People are justifiably upset. I mean, it's an awful thing. It is, you know, anytime cops kill people, it's not a good situation. And when it's particularly egregious.
And on video.
You know, if it hadn't been for those damn kids and their damn cameras, they would have got away with it.
Even under the most clear self-defense / you know, somebody opens fire, you know, some dude walks up, starts shooting at the cops shoot back and kill him. People are still like, why couldn't they shoot the gun out of his hand? I saw the Lone Ranger just, you know, people get retarded.
Yes.
In this case, I mean, barring pretty much divine intervention at this point, it looks all the world like this cop straight up fucked up. Now, I think they're going about it the right way, because they're going with manslaughter. And everyone's like, oh, they should do murder, murder, murder. And I'm like, hey, good luck proving intent.
Yeah, you can't. And, well, that's where the whole they knew each other gets weird.
They knew each other, yeah.
That starts getting really weird. But anyway, that's kind of beside the point. Because, right, right. Because you, well, okay, so you have a situation, and this is not like what used to happen in the South in the 40s and 50s, where, you know, they were, you know, cops were killing minorities left and right, and nobody, you know, nobody did anything. This yeah. was, you know, from, you know, the chief immediately fired the guys that were involved with this. The FBI started an investigation. You know, by the time President Trump heard about it, they were already investigating, and he was like,
right.
"Oh no, you make it a priority." So from literally the chief of police all the way up to the president of the United States, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Everybody was saying, oh, this is awful, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. So yeah. in a rational world, you would go, okay, well, it's an awful thing, but it looks like they're going to, you know, look yep. into it. There's going to be some justice, and you know, it's a tragedy. It's a horrible thing that happened. The guy's dead. There's nothing anybody can do about that. But at least the guy that did it is probably not going to skate. We'll see. But no, what do right. we do? Let's burn down our city.
Yep. Yep. And loot. Don't forget. Loot.
Well, but that's because see that's
nothing
the thing.
Says writing.
Right. I mean, I
social
could,
injustice
I could
like
totally,
stealing a big screen TV.
I could totally buy, you know, have a protest. Absolutely. Candlelight yeah. vigil. Absolutely. Groups of people standing and calling attention to it. You know, walking in the streets, chanting, whatever you want to do. Absolutely. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's burning. Exactly.
Burning shit down and stealing and looting a Target. What the fuck?
Well, you see,
they
burn, Targets
they
are mega
an Arby's, for God's yeah. sake.
They burn an AutoZone.
Yeah.
I was not aware that AutoZone was, you know, making its money on the back of the oppressed. It's AutoZone.
And
they sell
and,
car parts. Come on.
You know, and I'm like, they're even having riots in other cities. It's like any excuse.
Yeah, they're like sympathetic riots.
Right.
How does that work?
Well, it's just, you know, it's just lawless people yeah. going, you know, it's... You know, taking advantage of the situation and you know, scoring
and
a flat.
I don't think the. Okay, you know, we're always like, oh well, not every cop is a bad cop, and that is, you know, true, and not all protesters are bad protesters. It's not like the looters.
No, it's
negate,
just right.
It's not like the looters negate the protesters. You know,
right. right.
But the looters that are looting.
Yes.
You know, it's not okay, so this is the case where and when the shoe's on the other foot, we all do what we do and we go, you know, they go, oh, well, not all cops are bad, and we go, yeah, but you didn't do anything about the bad cop that you knew about.
Right.
And yep. now we get to say when the media sits up there and the guy in front of a flaming store says it's largely a peaceful protest, you know, and then you got blue check liberals on Twitter going, you know, riot, riot. I got matches. Burn the place down. You're like,
yeah,
you're not helping. You know, I'm all for protesting. But when, you know, you can't call yourself, you know, legitimate mm-hmm. when you're encouraging people to have a riot and burn shit down.
Right.
You're an accessory either before or after the fact at that point.
Well, the Black Lives Matter group in Cleveland is planning a protest tomorrow. And it's like going to be an organized protest and, a friend of mine at work today, her friend posted a video that she took from outside of her house. And she lives kind of like on a main main street, not main street, but like one of the streets that leads into downtown Cleveland. And the video that she posted was from, you know, looking out her front window, and she saw all these armored vehicles and SWAT teams and stuff heading to the city for tomorrow. And I really don't think that it's going to, all that is going to be necessary. Because I think there's a, I don't know. I don't feel like the protest that happened in Minneapolis was like a planned thing. I think there were groups that went down there and like, let's go do the protest. But I think the majority of it was just an emotional reaction to the video. Because, you know.
Well, it's just like when the Steelers win or something. I mean, it's, right. It's, you know, we have a riot and burn shit. I mean, it's just what we do in the U.S. now. And, yeah. And I think this is right up there with that. Something happens, good or bad, let's have a riot and burn shit. Because
right.
Right. Your team wins the big game, riot. Your team loses the big game, riot.
Right. You know, somebody you don't know gets shot by the cops, riot.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that Trump's tweet about it.
Yeah.
So Trump's tweet denouncing the riot was fact-checked by Twitter. In fact, they were like, this tweet violated the Twitter rule. So what he said was, this is Trump's tweet. I can't sit back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership. Either the very weak radical left mayor, Jacob Frey, get his act together and bring the city under control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done right. And so Twitter appended to that. This tweet violated the Twitter rules about glorifying violence. However, Twitter is determined that it may be in the public's interest for this tweet to remain accessible. Okay. But you know what they did about the thousands of other tweets that were calling for, you know, riots and burning shit and burn it down, fuck property, fuck cops. No, that's still up there. You know, people are left with no choice, no solutions, riot, burn it. No, still there. You know, it's...
Yep.
So
it's almost like they're acting as a publisher, not a platform.
Well, right. And the FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai.
Okay.
After Twitter fact checked Trump's tweet about the riot, and you know, also about the mail-in ballots and all that kind of stuff. So he says, serious question for Twitter: do these tweets from Supreme Leader of Iran violate Twitter rules about glorifying violence? And the tweet from Supreme Leader of Iran is, you know, we will support and assist any nation anywhere who opposes and fights, you know, the Zionists regime. We will not hesitate to say this. You know, we will. The Zionist regime is deadly and cancerous growth and a detriment to this region. It will undoubtedly be uprooted and destroyed, and then shame will fall on those who've put their facilities at the service of normalization of relations with this regime. So, I mean, this guy, like, every day is tweeting stuff about, you know, destroy Israel, you know, and crickets.
Yeah.
So, you know, clearly Twitter has an editorial opinion about things and is, you know, taking action. I don't,
you know, one of the, speaking on Twitter,
I can't either.
I know, but one of the tweets that I keep seeing, and I keep seeing it reposted all around the internet, is, someone posted, Black people have every right to burn down a country they built for free.
I'm glad you brought that up.
There is no one here that was a slave ever.
No one's grandparents.
Oh my God. It just, it's infuriating to me. And it's infuriating to me. It.
Yes.
The previous injustice does not give the right to do whatever you want in perpetuity. Plain and simple. And
correct.
The notion that it does is odious. I mean, to say this horrible thing happened 150 years ago, so it excuses everything else you do. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look far enough back, all of us have suffered injustice.
Yes.
Somewhere along the line, all of us have been responsible for injustice. I mean, I'm Italian, for Christ's sakes. No, look at the Roman Empire.
The U.S., it has been since 1864, slavery has been outlawed in the U.S. for twice as long as it was ever allowed.
Right. And I just want to say that, you know, I shouldn't even need to say this, but I recognize that Black people today there is still racism today. I understand that. And people do judge each other by the color of their skin. But it goes both ways. It absolutely goes both ways. But I do recognize that the police treat Black people more harshly than white people. And a good example of this is during these Minneapolis protests, I think it was yesterday, two CNN reporters were on the scene. One of them was white, one of them was Black. Both CNN reporters, guess which one got arrested by the Minneapolis police?
Yeah, the Black guy.
Black guy. However, remember that Australian lady who got shot by the Somali cop in Minneapolis?
Yep.
Or somewhere in Minnesota? And she got shot dead by the policeman because she called the police because she thought she heard a woman being raped or attacked or whatever, screaming. So she called the police. The police arrive. She hits their car to, like, make them stop. And this Black cop pulls out a gun and shoots her dead. Right there. Bam.
Yep.
Where were her protests?
Right.
Crickets.
And, you know, I don't want to, like, play this, like, tit-for-tat racial game, but give me a fucking break. Like this whole, you built the country for free. Yeah, nobody alive today did that. We're all born with a blank slate in this country.
Here's another
sort of rhetoric that just it creates this false, like, victimization that doesn't even exist anymore. I mean, like, some of the richest people in this fucking country, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Oprah, Kanye West.
Yep.
Yeah. P. Diddy. Dr. Dre.
And all of the NBA.
All of the NBA. But, like, it's like you're born with a blank slate. Work your ass off like everybody else and do what you can. I don't know. It's infuriating to me. I'm a daughter of an immigrant. I'm like the first college graduate in my entire fucking family. And I'm just, it's like, you come to this country and you've got a shot. It just, I'm sorry.
No, don't. No, no, no. Brita Rand is a beautiful thing.
You've got a shot.
Speaking.
And I know that, like, people are like, well, if you're Black and you're born in the inner city and blah, blah, blah. There are Black people born in the inner city, Kanye West, who have become billionaires.
There were people that were born slaves that became millionaires because billionaires didn't exist back then.
Yeah. I'm going to throw something else out. I'm going to throw out, this is misdirection.
I'm sure it is.
Because the real problem, as we've talked about, there's literally, in this particular case, yes, happens because there's police misconduct is the big issue.
Yes. And unions are a big issue.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And they turn it into, oh, it's about race. And there's still racism in the country because there's money to be made off of racism. There's no money to be made off of, hey, maybe the police have a little too much power. You know, it's ironic to me that we spent the last 3 months where cops could arrest people for being in a park. And cops could arrest people. Exactly. They could arrest a guy paddleboarding by himself in the middle of the fucking ocean. And people were like, well, he should have obeyed the stay-at-home order. Who does he think he is? Those cops are right. And it was, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, boom. Oh, racism. Well, wait a minute. You just spent 3 months telling people the cops can arrest you and we'll call the cops and have you arrested and we'll shut your business down. And we've given the state all this fucking power. And the cops are the goddamn embodiment of that power. The literal embodiment of that power.
Yep.
And we're surprised when they flaunt it. The fuck is wrong with us? What the fuck do you expect to happen when you say the state has a monopoly on force and these are the people tasked with enforcing that?
Yep.
Oh, they go overboard sometimes? No shit, Sherlock. We've only got fucking what? Oh, I don't know. 100 years of evidence?
Oh, thousands and thousands of years of evidence, Jay. This is human nature.
Yes, exactly. That, you know, that. And again, I come from a long line of cops. I'm very sympathetic to law enforcement. However, when you got guys like fucking shithead in Broward County.
The coward of Broward County.
Egregious. I don't even want to say his name.
No.
You know, deserts his post, lets children die. And they can't even fire him.
Well, what? that's the thing. That's the thing that's abhorrent. I mean, you know, honestly, I can totally understand a guy too chicken shit to run into the sound of gunfire because that's again thousands of years. I mean, that's, you know, human nature. Some people just won't do it,
right?
And that's perfectly okay. But then, you know, instead of being like, well, shit, I guess I can go need to go find another line of work.
Right.
He has the audacity to sue to get his job back and get back pay as if what he did was perfectly okay.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
And that's the whole thing. I
guarantee you the defense of these cops is going to be that there was no controlling, you know, court case for their jurisdiction that said you can't kneel on a guy's neck until he died.
Yep.
That's going to be their defense. And they'll probably get away with it.
And there's enough evidence that, I mean, is there a racial component? I honestly don't know.
Could be, maybe. We don't know.
It certainly could play into it. I'm not ruling it out. There are certainly examples of it being the other way. Like, Brita just pointed out the white woman shot by a minority police officer that did not have buildings burning and auto zones looted.
Right. Well, that was oops. You know, at what point is it? I mean, cops, I mean, look at, you know, it, not just in the U.S., but every country everywhere, you know, in every country everywhere, there are cops that abuse their power. And it happens in Japan where they're all the same race. It happens in Nigeria where they're all the same race. It happens everywhere in the world where race isn't an issue. So I'm not going to say it's not an issue, but just, you know, it's like, you know, does it have to be? I mean, does it matter? I mean, the guy kneeled on somebody's neck until he died. Does race, I mean, at that point, you know, the dude killed somebody. I don't care what his race is.
And the partners that stood around were not all white.
No, they weren't. So, yeah.
So it dilutes that. It's not racism. It's us versus them-ism.
Right. It's game war.
We are the only ones. Yep. We are above you. We have qualified immunity. We get to have special things you don't because we are law enforcement.
Yep.
Respect. You've created this mindset. You know, exactly. Know your place, civilian.
Yep.
That was very deliberate because cops are civilians.
Yeah, they are. They need to remember that.
Exactly.
Well, it's like the meme says, there's no law so minor that the cops won't kill you trying to enforce it.
Exactly. Every law is enforced at the barrel of a gun. So every time you say there ought to be a law,
right?
If the cops had gone to arrest the paddleboarder and he had resisted, he could have been killed.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Because of an edict that you need to stay in your home, whatever.
They just want to go home at night, Jay. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and I think that's the bigger picture, and it's the
become an accountant
thread.
At that point.
Well, you know, there's another thing about this whole like enforced, you know, in lockdown enforced by police. You know, while granted there were a few jurisdictions where the police just said, you know, fuck this, we're not gonna enforce this bullshit law. There are enough that had no problem with it whatsoever.
Yep.
So all those people that are sitting back thinking that, you know, say, you know, the next Democrat administration bans guns and sends the cops around to go pick them up. You know, anybody sitting back thinking the cops won't do it, you're smoking something. Because the cops will do it until the cops start getting shot. Well, yeah,
here's the other thing, I hate to say that, but
that's the reality. There's more, like, multitudes more gun owners there than there are cops.
Yeah, but there's...
And even a city like Willoughby.
But there's enough cops that have... I mean, as evidenced by this whole time, is there are enough cops that have absolutely no problems putting people in jail to enforce an unconstitutional law.
Sure.
So,
and those that didn't were replaced. And not only were they replaced, their replacements were cheered.
Yep.
Oh, you won't arrest people for breaking quarantine. Well, then you should quit and let someone take your place who will.
Right.
Okay. You give them that power and then you act surprised when they abuse it. It's mind-boggling how dumb we can be.
Well, it's just like
you hand them power on a silver platter and then how dare they abuse it?
It's just like the FISA court thing, you know, in the post 9/11 panic.
Yep.
We passed the Patriot Act which had absolutely nothing to do with terrorism. And it let them drive a truck over the Fourth Amendment.
Yep.
And guess what? They did.
There's a case to be made that the war on drugs opened that door though.
Sure.
You know, when you're like, oh, you are smuggling drugs, so we're going to confiscate your car. You know, asset forfeiture.
Right.
And you know, they're making it all about, it's Trump. This is Trump's America. You're a racist. You're wearing sheets. And this is what, yes, because this just sprung to life in the past 3 years. Yeah, history began yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, not like they burned Ferguson.
Right,
you know.
Or Baltimore.
Yeah.
Or L.A.
Right.
Or
Philadelphia.
You know, this is probably, this may be the first case that I can remember where it absolutely was clear. You know, it's like I was trying, you know, I like to go with the 72-hour rule because the media gets every fucking thing wrong.
Right.
So you hear about this and you're like, there's got to be more to this. This has got to be like the guy was struggling or he's fighting or something. No.
Not really.
It really was. They just kneeled on his neck until he died for 9 fucking minutes. it's hard to imagine somebody being that callous. I think that's part of it. You know, but you look into like the Baltimore Freddie Gray, which to me was one of the most egregious until this one in Minneapolis. What happened to Freddie Gray in Baltimore was like, what the fuck? They had this guy loose in the back of a van and they deliberately drove like fucking teenagers on crack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This guy's loose in the back of a van, handcuffed, and they're like speeding up, slowing down, driving over bumps, and he wound up with a broken neck. And they were like, yeah, no, the cops acted appropriately. And end of story.
All procedures were followed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, and then you contrast that, and I think what happened in Ferguson helped the Baltimore cops, because that was absolutely fucking ridiculous. There are still fucking Harvard Law is still doing the hands up, don't shoot to this day, even though it was proven to be a complete and utter fabrication. They're still going with that cop, that white cop gunned down an unarmed black teenager.
Yeah.
That statement is accurate. It's like, you know, Hiroshima experienced a little unrest in 1945. It's a true statement. It misses the point entirely, but going all the way back to even Rodney King. And I think, and that this may be my own bias because it's my lifetime. Rodney King, I think you can point to as a turning point, because the media had the video. They selectively showed you what they wanted you to see to provoke a reaction.
Right.
Because what you saw was the 10 or 15 seconds where Rodney King was handcuffed on the ground and the cops were still beating the shit out of him. Now, that was wrong. Full stop, boom. That was wrong. But what they didn't show you was the preceding, I don't know how many minutes, where he was actively fighting four cops. They couldn't handcuff him. They couldn't subdue him. He fought with them for a good length of time, more than a minute. Yeah, I mean, it was several minutes where he fought with four cops. In fact, he fought with two, and two joined in because two couldn't do it. And they very conveniently left that footage out.
That was helicopter video, wasn't it? From like a... It was TV station or something.
I think there were two different. I mean, this is going back almost.
Yeah, I know.
Years,
see, the problem, the thing is, Rodney King was almost a fluke because smartphones didn't exist back then. Now you do something, you can pretty much guarantee you're going to be on camera.
Right.
One way or another.
And there have been, you know, and again, you know, like I said, when he was on the ground handcuffed and they're still kicking him, that's wrong.
Well, that's...
But to deliberately show only that and not put it in the context of this dude was fighting with the cops for several minutes before that happened.
Well, that's the news media inciting a riot.
Exactly.
And they did the same thing, you know, they did the same thing with Zimmerman. They did the same thing with... it's like the media, instead of taking a sober balance, I don't even know if balance is the right word, a sober look at...
They're not reporting, they're translating.
Well, they're working as activists for a certain point of view. And that certain point of view Not only are they working as activists from a certain point of view, but they also have a financial interest, you know, because these mm-hmm. media and organs get so much better ratings when stuff like this happens.
And isn't it interesting that this happened just as the coronavirus was starting to wind down?
Hmm.
Yeah. People weren't tuning in anymore. They weren't seeing the record ratings and the huge ad dollars. And
right.
All of a sudden, you've got this thing that this horrific event, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they were already complaining because Trump's press conferences were out, you know, the viewers, you know, they had more, Trump had more viewers for his press conference than they had for the news. So they were already being like, well, we're not going to cover this. So yeah, you're right, Jay. They got to turn it on to something else. There's got to be some other.
I'm not surprised that there were like crazy riots and burning down the police station and looting. I think part of the craziness, I mean, you know, we've come to expect riots, but I think part of the craziness was people have been cooped up for so long.
Yep.
It's like a tinderbox.
Yep. That's a great point. That is a fantastic point.
Yeah. People are ready to get out and,
yep,
you know,
don't estimate the capacity for violence of a extrovert trapped in their house for 2 months.
Yes. Well, and here's another thing. Contrast, just a few weeks ago, there was a protest in Michigan of people who were protesting against the governor and the lockdown order.
Right.
And all we heard was how irresponsible those people were. They're not social distancing. Right. They're not wearing masks. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. They're not doing that.
They're carrying rifles. Oh, my God.
There's giant crowds of rioters burning buildings. No masks. No social distancing. Right. And there's not a fucking peep about what about the coronavirus. You know.
In fact, like you had Baghdad Bob working for MSNBC. What was that? Where he's like, you know, oh, this is a largely peaceful riot. Well, there's a building on fire behind him.
Yes, because you're seeing these huge throngs of people who are not obeying any of the, you know, the social distancing or masks or any of that. And it vanished instantly.
It would be racist for you to expect that, Jay.
Exactly. Exactly. Like we just snapped our fingers and coronavirus went away. We're done with that. Let's move on.
Okay. Let's talk about Biden.
Oh, good Lord.
You know, I have a problem. I have a problem with Biden.
Oh, just one?
Well, I have a problem with Biden with his, you know, comment about, you know, if you're not going to vote for.
Yeah. If you don't know if you're with Trump or with me, you ain't black.
Right. So on the one hand, 23andMe tells me I'm black.
What percent black are you, Alan?
It's like just under 1%.
Oh, okay.
Like just like, I don't know, 7/10.
More than Rachel Dolezal.
Seven tenths of a percent. A teeny drop, but okay. You know, still.
Hey. One drop.
That's right. So, but on the other hand, Joe Biden says I'm not.
That's right.
So,
you've been absolved by Joe Biden.
What's, you know, which way do I go? I don't know. Like that guy with the two buttons and the sweat, flop sweat.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Not to get back to the George Floyd thing, but I just saw a headline. Sorry, I gotta mention this.
Oh no, go ahead.
I just checked the news and it says that initial autopsy reports say that there were no signs of strangulation.
Well, because he wasn't strangled.
Floyd had underlying medical conditions that contributed to his death.
There's nothing to see here. That was a pigeon.
So the guy's knee on his neck is now an underlying medical condition.
I know.
You know, it's like the COVID-19, right? This somebody had diabetes and emphysema.
I have to tell you a story.
And yet they died from COVID-19. And
I have
now,
to tell you a story.
Okay.
Uh oh.
A lady at work says her friend, her grandmother was in like a nursing home or whatever. Her grandmother's like 94 or 95, like really, really old. And the grandmother got very sick, had to be put into the hospital. And, you know, during this whole period. And turns out the grandmother had pneumonia. As you do when you're 95 and gonna die.
Right.
like, you know. And she, they tested her initially for COVID-19, and she came, she tested negative. So confirmed negative. However, on her death certificate, they have created a special little category for COVID-19 on death certificates. Did you know that?
Nope.
Yes. Special little checkbox. And they put this old woman down, 95 years old, you know, dying of pneumonia, as you do, as dying of coronavirus. But she tested negative.
Yep.
So this is like a confirmed thing of what you've been saying, Jay.
They attached a financial gain.
Right.
Yes.
For coronavirus deaths, which.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's like, well, this old lady died of like a lung thing.
Right.
We can check it off. Yeah. Why not?
Well, yeah. And you know what they'll say?
Yeah.
Well, so her blood, her. You know, her test came back negative at that time.
Right.
And, you know, this is, you know, she had symptoms. She was symptomatic when she pneumonia. Died. So yes. We're going to assume.
Yeah. I'm just saying it is happening. So I don't know. I don't trust any numbers I see anymore. And that's a sad thing because. You know, I look at the numbers for Lake County, and it's like we have 230,000 population, and we have maybe 270 cases total within the entire time of this whole lockdown. And I'm thinking, how many of those are real cases?
God damn it!
What?
I got another. I got another one of those two button sweat guy moments.
What?
Yeah.
They're having protests. They're having riots in Atlanta.
Uh oh.
But they're graffitiing and smashing the windows at CNN headquarters.
Oh,
okay. Well, oh,
that is tough.
So I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Feel a little conflicted. I don't know.
Well, it's a lot like the CNN reporter getting arrested. It's like on the one hand,
yeah,
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. On the other hand, it was a CNN reporter.
Exactly. Exactly. It was like, you know, I'm very uncomfortable with.
If they just weren't so reprehensible.
The press being silenced. But on the other hand, it's CNN. It's, yeah. That was the other thing. Very, very quickly glossed over statistic when it comes to coronavirus. 43% of all deaths in the United States. Where were they?
Did nursing you see homes.
This? Nursing homes. Almost half of all the deaths.
And in some states, it was 70%.
Yeah. Like New York.
Yeah.
You know, so, and again, this is not to say that, you know, yay or anything like that. It all
factors into. Because we are sitting at over 100,000 dead in the U.S. right now, which is terrible by anybody's standards.
Right. You know, when you consider, though, that very close to half were in nursing homes. I mean, you're talking about not just elderly, but elderly with comorbidities.
Right.
Who are the most at risk you can get for this type of disease.
Well, and to put it. And to put it in a horribly gross fashion, these people were waiting to die anyway.
Yeah. That's if it
horribly
hadn't been,
gross.
I know, but it's...
If it hadn't been coronavirus...
It would have been something else.
Exactly. And it's not to say it makes it right or no. We should ignore them or ignore their deaths.
But it also doesn't mean lock down the fucking country.
Exactly. We crash the country into the ground on fire and force everyone to wear masks and shutter businesses and put people out of work and destroy family-owned businesses that have been around for 100 years over something that overwhelmingly affects the advanced aged.
And if they're not advanced age, they have some other issue. They have diabetes. Right. They're obese. They're diabetic and obese. They have emphysema. They have cancer. They have something else.
Exactly. And you wonder why you know, you don't wonder why. We know why they're not promoting that, to say, hey, you know what? It's time to get back to normal, because this really, you know, as we learn more and we realize more and we start to analyze the data, your average person is not at risk.
Well, they're not. They're also not releasing the demographics. You know, they're not telling us the breakdown of these people. When the news reporters get out there and talk about it, they make it sound like the coronavirus is coming for you, and right, anybody can get it, and then you right die. Yep. So you better stay inside
and wear a mask in your car, because right coronavirus will run up, but rip your door handle open.
But the reality is, some people in the population are more susceptible to it, and some parts of the population are a lot less susceptible. It would be damn helpful to know which one of those you were in.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if you were in the yep population that wasn't really susceptible, then, you know, maybe you could go back to work and earn a living so your house doesn't get foreclosed.
Right.
And, you know, and maybe if you're in the population that's susceptible to it, maybe you want to stay the fuck home.
Yep. You know, take some sensible precautions, like wearing masks.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense if you are compromised.
I have to wear a mask at work in the library when there's nobody else in my department.
Ugh.
It is, like, so dumb.
We have to wear masks anytime we're out in public here in Virginia.
No.
Because of Governor Blackface, you know.
Jesus.
That's his. And again, it is May 29th.
Yeah.
We have been in this thing for a full fucking quarter of the year. This has been a thing. And all of a sudden it's, oh, we have to wear masks.
You have to wear a mask even when you go outside by yourself?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Does he not know that the lifespan of the virus in outside is like milliseconds? It's almost impossible. Yeah. I mean,
science doesn't matter anymore. It is religion.
Right. It is.
It's religion.
Yeah,
it really does mimic the global warming.
That's exactly what it is.
It's global warming, but they've got a shorter time frame. So
it's like anything. It's like oh, that big giant recycling craze. Like, you got to recycle everything.
Yeah,
or like, what else have we like adapted to? Like, we have to wear masks now. We have to recycle things. We have to
take our shoes off at the airport.
Yeah, I see people put out recycling up and down my street. I'm like, do you not know that all goes to the same dump?
Yep. Yep.
But they keep doing it. And well, yeah, the shoe thing, because one guy, decades ago, failed.
Pathetically.
Failed, because you cannot set your shoe, not going to blow up. I'm sorry. He was also trying to light a fuse, and that's not how you get explosives to blow up unless it's black powder. So
that guy was dumb.
And not only that, but the TSA didn't stop him. His fellow passengers stopped him.
Right.
Cause they were like, hey dude, why are you trying to light your shoe on fire? I'm going to stop you.
What the hell are you doing?
So, you know,
I'm sorry.
I mean, what are you going to do? Imagine you're sitting in a plane and the guy next to you starts trying to let his shoe on fire.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't care if it's a terrorist or I don't care if it's 1965. You're going to stop that motherfucker from starting a fire on the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I still think that the single biggest failure, period, was that he wasn't taken off that plane in a sponge.
Yeah, they should have.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that he survived to exit the plane still alive was a gross travesty.
Like I said, that they weren't hosing him off of the interior. Yeah. But
I think the masks and the 6-foot social distancing has become, I mean, come on. It's not like if I walk past you in the hallway, the virus is going to jump off you and onto me. I mean,
yes,
it's not. It's not science. It doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. What's funny is the places you see people wearing masks. You know, they've done all those studies. So, walking up and down, mask or no mask, walking up and down the grocery store, you're not going to catch it.
Right.
You're not going to catch it off of something. It's not the clap. You don't get it from a toilet seat.
Right.
It's not crabs.
Yeah. So where you do get it is by being in close, intimate contact for a long enough period of time with someone who is right. contagious to catch it. That means
like
you're
the common cold.
Yes. That means you're hugging them or something like that for a few minutes, or you're sitting next to them talking, or, and they've done studies. If you're in an office with poor air circulation, which is every office in the US, by the way.
Yeah.
And there's one person that's sick there. Social distancing doesn't matter because right. you're going to get exposed to it because it mm-hmm. starts floating around in the air and it goes everywhere. So, yeah. It's, you know, these stupid rules. In fact, the open plan office is the worst. In fact, I was reading an article that says, we have long known that open plan offices transmit diseases more than, you know, closed
no
plan offices. And I'm like, yeah. Well, Jesus Christ, you know, call the law offices of lie, cheat, and steal. If you've been exposed to a virus in your office, we'll sue the motherfuckers. But you know, now they're like, well, you know, between people working from home, because hey, everyone's discovered they can actually work from home, and people deciding that open plan offices suck and they're also dangerous. Maybe we'll get rid of those stupid things, but you know. Well, you know, people were like, after Memorial Day, you saw all these articles about, oh, how awful it was that everybody went to the beach.
Yeah.
Well, in a viral pandemic, the beach is like the safest fucking place you can be. You have the sea breeze. You've got the sun yeah. beating down
salt
on
water
you.
And sunshine.
You, yeah. like, you are safe. Okay. You are surrounded by nature's decontamination.
Yes.
You know, there's, you might get a bacteria, you might get a bacteria or an amoeba from the ocean, but you're not going to get a virus from anybody else at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's ludicrous. And they were ragging on Governor DeSantis of Florida because he wouldn't, you know, he opened the beaches. Oh, it's so awful. He opened the beaches.
And the single biggest indicator that he was right, you're not hearing dick about, oh my God, the cases in Florida have spiked and hundreds mm-hmm. of thousands of people are dropping dead. They're all like, yeah, look, this thing's happening in Minneapolis. Let's ignore Florida because nothing happened.
Crickets.
Especially in Florida. It's hot. It's sunny. It's not going to survive outside. Why do you think it proliferates in nursing homes,
right.
poor ventilation, close contact, and a at-risk demographic
with very low levels storm. Of vitamin D.
Right. It's the perfect storm for disease transmission.
Yep. But if you look at nursing homes, this happens all the time in nursing homes.
Yep.
They have, you know, every, you know, they always, they're, you know, colds go through them. The flu goes through them, except it's not, you know, it's not all at once.
Yep.
It's like you get little pockets. So this nursing home has a problem and
right,
that one has
right.
a problem. And, you know, a few months later, some other one has a problem and it doesn't rise to the level of, you know, freak out, but you know.
But for whatever reason, we decided that this was going to be the hill we died on, you know, literally and figuratively.
Well, I still think in March, in mid-March, when they said 2 weeks to flatten the curve,
yep,
I was totally okay with that.
Yep,
because and now it's like because we didn't really know anything. I mean, we had some hints. You know, we had the cruise ship, and we had some other stuff that were like maybe this isn't so bad. But you know, didn't know.
But on the flip side, you had Italy, which looked like an absolute
right.
horror
yeah.
show.
Italy looked like the end of the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
And then. But then they did, you know, after that, they did the 30 days. And then, you know, it went from flatten the curve to stay home until the virus is, you can't catch it anymore.
Yeah, we have a vaccine.
That's not going to happen.
Right now, I think your biggest danger is blunt force trauma from getting hit by a moving goalpost.
Yeah. Good one, Jay.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, it's like, And that's exactly it. It's you have to ask why. Because it was reasonable. I did not have a problem mid-March when they were like, hey, you know, we're seeing evidence that this thing really it transmits fast, and it can, you know, it can cause some, you know, pretty significant problems. It could overwhelm the hospital. That made sense. Okay, you know, you flatten the curve, you're going to have the same number of cases. Right. It's just it's going to be over a month instead of right. a week.
And
okay,
everybody that, sense. And everybody that needs a heart transplant or a kidney operation can still have one because the hospitals aren't overwhelmed.
Right.
Right. Right.
And then it went from 2 weeks to, oh, it's been 3 months now. You yeah. know, we're coming up on our third month yep. of works closed, restaurants.
Well, they keep talking about the second wave, right? Like, oh, we're going to have a second.
That was the other funny part, was you got people who are like, this isn't the flu. This isn't the flu. It's worse. It's this, it's that. It's different. It's blah, 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 blah. There's going to be a second wave like the pandemic of 1918. You mean the influenza pandemic? So it's not like the flu, except it's going to have a second wave like the flu.
Well, right. Jay, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Facts don't matter unless they support your case.
Yeah. And
I'm still giggling over the riot smashing windows at CNN headquarters. I'm sorry. I think that's hilarious. It's like I want to look at him and go, you started this, motherfuckers. Right. You're the ones that stirred this up. Now your building's on fire and your windows are getting broken. So,
but think about all of the people that are going to have jobs replacing those windows.
Oh, God.
It's almost like that should be a theory or something. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know,
Well, I went to the beach on Memorial Day weekend. I went Saturday, and it was
nice. I
saw
pictures, man.
It was crowded. Oh my God, it was crowded. There were so many people there, and
you all caught coronavirus.
Almost no one was wearing a mask. In fact, the couple of times I saw a mask, it was kind of freaky because holy shit, there's a guy with a mask, and literally nobody else was wearing one. It was funny.
And then everyone died, and we were all sad.
Nobody died, and that was a week ago. So I should be having symptoms now. If I
right, you should be fully down with the wrong. You should be down with the sickness. That is the
I got
soundtrack.
Nothing. So, I'm also not obese, and I also don't have diabetes, and I'm not also not 80, and you know, in a nursing home. So
you're not riding the subway every day. Oh,
right. Yeah, because cleaning the subway once a day at night is going to make a difference.
Once a day. That'd be like if I washed my underwear once a year.
Unless there's a disinfectant fog in that thing and everyone's wearing a gas mask.
No, they're using UV lights now.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Again, unless the UV lights are on when everybody's in there and they're
all
not.
The time. It's just a giant tanning bed. Yeah. You can charge extra for that now.
Oh, man.
There you go. It's a way to make more money.
Yeah, but then they get sued by everybody that gets skin cancer.
No, because they have qualified immunity. Come on, Alan. Work with me.
That's right.
It's like the signs they put up when they're working on the highway. It's like, oh, this highway is under construction. So, therefore, anything that happens is your own fault. I'm like, how do you get away with that?
Because they can.
Oh, you know.
So.
Yeah. I feel like our library is behind the curve. Because we're just starting now to talk about what happens when we let the public into the library. And how do we manage, you know, the public coming in and touching all the things and
right.
what do we do and the computer use and that sort of thing. And I feel like we're behind the curve. Like I'm at the point now where I'm just like, open the fucker up. Let's go.
Yeah. No, still no mention of cattle prods.
Not yet. Damn it. But we may be getting plexiglass.
Ooh, hey.
Well, that'd be something.
You also got rid of the kids, the unaccompanied kids, right?
Yes, we did get rid of the kids, which is nice. No, we like kids in the library, but you know,
don't like
not, them. Not feral children. That's the problem.
Yeah, not the ferals.
Not the feral children.
Not the ferals. But using the library
right
Wi-Fi
now. We're trying to figure out how to deal with public computers. You know, people coming in to use the computers, and like, do we schedule times? Do we have certain times? Like, when do we clean the computers?
I think you ought to just leave them.
I think we should take them outside, put them in a giant pile, and give everybody a sledgehammer. Have you seen Office? Office Space?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's what we need to do.
You could sell tickets for that.
You have to bring Gangster's Paradise. Is
it? Yes.
A buckle whack.
That's my plan.
But you know, you could have the computers there and just say, you know, you're on your own.
Yeah. Well, that is going
use,
to be the case where
use
where
at
we
your
are
own
not
risk.
You're right. Well, we're going to clean
no,
them.
No, you just
but...
you clean them once a day at the end of the day.
At the
just
end
like
of the day,
the New York subway.
It's good enough for New York, right?
Good enough for a New York subway. There are.
You know, there is talk like, well, what about people touching books? What about people in the stacks? What are you going to do? And my director said today, she's like, well, you know, everybody's got to be responsible for washing their own hands.
We can't
manage everybody.
You can't disinfect the library.
You can't. Just wash your damn hands.
I did see a thing where they've got grocery stores have this like tunnel you walk through
the Lysol tunnel?
Yeah, you like
I have wanted one of those for years for the library.
Roll through it and it disinfects.
Let me just say that right now. I've wanted like a Lysol mist for people to come into the library. Especially in the summer cuz they fucking stink. Lysol mist. I've said that for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
All of my dreams have come true because of this coronavirus. I get to work by myself in an empty library wearing jeans.
So would this mister be like, you know, when you're at like Disney World in the summer
yes,
and they just
exactly.
keep spraying it?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yes.
That's it.
At the door. You yep. have to walk through the mist.
You just walk. You know, like the tunnel that the football players run through. You know, there
it's
you go.
Exactly
you're
right.
Spraying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or Brita.
What?
Golden opportunity. No, you have what? A fire hose, and you get to hose them down.
Oh.
Huh? Tell me, there's not an appeal there.
I'm having a mental image. And yeah. It...
Whoosh.
I think you made Brita smile, Jay.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that there's a happy place. Just think about the hobos rolling down the street.
Oh, boy.
High pressure Lysol being applied from about 80 feet away.
I'm not really worried, though. Like, on a real level, I'm not really worried. I'm just like, okay. It's all going to be okay.
The latest story from Bloomberg, the boomers are buying RVs and trailers to go flee the city and live out in the country somewhere.
Okie dokie.
I just think it's funny that everything the liberals wanted was completely wrong all the time, everywhere. You know, they wanted big crowded cities and mass transit. Boy, that worked out good.
Yep.
You know? Yep. It's just
universal healthcare.
Yeah.
Ooh, we don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system.
Right. You know, it's
socialism
like,
will make it better, just like Italy.
Yeah, that
how about Spain? No. Yeah. Maybe if we try it, it'll work.
Yep.
Because reasons.
Well, you know, it's their intent that matters, not the actual consequences of their actions. They mean well. And you know where that goes.
Yeah. Road to hell, paved, yada yada.
Oh, and we've
all right.
We've done an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, right.
That went pretty quick.
Do we get a raise?
Yes, I will double your salary.
Double our salary.
All right.
Woohoo.
Cause.
Okay.
All right.
I hope we have more Joe Biden stories for next week. Because
how could we not?
Well,
because they let him out. And look what happened.
I know. It's like, yeah. I mean, well, at a certain point, I mean, the Democrat convention is coming up where, whether they have it online or not, he's going to have to be out in public talking.
By himself, yep. Unsupervised.
Right. And, that's just going to be wonderful.
Hysterical. Yep. I wonder how he's going to debate Trump with a teleprompter. I mean, I guess Donna Brazile could just give him all the answers or the questions.
Yeah, Trump's not going to do a debate where the Democrats run it. He just won't.
I hope.
He's not that dumb.
I hope you're right.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll be back.
All right. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Same scroll time, same scroll channel.
It is
okay.
It is almost the summer solstice.
That's right. 3 weeks.
Yep.
It snowed here 3 weeks ago.
So
just want to remind everybody.
So what you're saying is you're rapidly approaching spring.
Well,
Here you go, right into fall.
Maybe.
All right. Bye, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Good night.